Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us now is Jasmine Opperman, who is a terror specialist focusing on Africa. No stranger to Chai FM, keeps us updated on the world of intelligence relating to what's going on in Africa. And today we're going to be chatting about the trade pact and why certain countries have been removed. Jasmine, as always, a very warm welcome to Chai FM.
Good morning, Howard, and to your listeners. Hope you're going to have an awesome year, and your listeners as well.
Thank you, Jasmine. Jasmine, let's just dive right in. Why has the United States removed Ethiopia, Mali, and Guinea from the trade pact?
If one looks at the African Growth and Opportunity Act, there are certain preconditions attached to it. That is to say, it's not just a question of opening up economic opportunities. Certain requirements are being expected from Africa, which includes human rights, worker conditions, rule of law, and respect for international labor standards. And this we need to understand, that although there are great opportunities for Africa, but taking into account that the export to America is actually not such a huge percentage, what we are seeing is actually geopolitics at its level best, where certain requirements, according to what the U.S. expect, will then be enforced. And that's why Ethiopia, Guinea, and Mali has been excluded.
Let's look at conflict while I have you on the line in Africa at this point in time. We're talking a lot about what's going on with our neighbors to the northeast, in particular Mozambique, with the insurgency where we are very much involved. And we talk on a regular basis about what's happening in eastern Congo. What else is happening? We seem to not be getting that much news out from Nigeria with respect to Boko Haram in the north or MEND in the south. Are they still very active, and are there any other groups we should be looking at going into 2022?
2022 will see Africa as the epicenter of jihad. Let's be clear on it. Like you've indicated, Al-Shabaab has become and refined its operational activities. Islamic State West Africa is already in control of vast areas. Yes, there may be rural areas, but already the government is struggling. Burkina Faso, we're seeing an expansion of jihad to Togo, to the Ivory Coast, to Benin. So I'm afraid that violence on the African continent is not near an end. There are no indications it will come to an end. I see an expansion in 2022. Bad news, I know that that is the harsh reality. Mozambique speaks for itself. We are faced here with two crucial threats to the region, the insurgency, but the Islamic State West Africa is now one of the most active affiliates of the Islamic State. Is our region truly prepared, and are they well informed on how to counter? I'm afraid not.
Our regional organizations like SADC, ECOWAS, will they come together with continental organizations like the AU and international organizations like the UN to try counter this threat, or is there just too much political infighting between these organizations?
There are a few things, and I'm going to try to keep it short. Talk about the AU, it's a paper animal. We don't see them really doing anything active. But if we talk about regional organizations, ECOWAS, yes, they've been effective. But there's one problem, Howard. They are all following a war on terror approach. That means we are talking the U.S. following the attacks on the Twin Tower. We are seeing weapon sales. We are seeing non-state weapon manufacturers making enormous amounts of money out of Africa. That rule is still running wild, and for as long as the politicians are willing to pay this and are willing to make the benefits, I'm afraid the people of the African continent will pay the price.
Jasmine Opperman, as always, thank you so much for joining us. I look forward to chatting you to some more in the new year.
I hope we can talk something positive sometime. I've always got bad news.
We're definitely going to have good news going forward.
I'm joking. Okay, have a nice day, Howard.
You too, Jasmine. I didn't want to tell Jasmine it was Chad.